Okay, this audio is covering the government of America. The Constitution for the United States of America is basically nothing but a banking charter government. It is a national government. The state constitutions are also classified as national government banking charters, constitutional banking charters. Okay? The amendments from the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, on through the 10th, and then on up to the 15th. They are basically for the federal government of America. The federal government stands over the subservient national government. Okay? The Bill of Rights were 10. They were initially set up as the American 10 Commandments. Okay, the amendments are a commandment. Therefore, their protection of the sovereignty of the people and of the retained sovereignty of the state. The amendments were not to infringe upon the rights of the people in any process. Therefore, the only valid amendments that are there, or commandments, are the 1st through the 15th. The 16th through the 27th all have violated the rights of the people of this country, of the men of age of this country. Anybody else, basically, an underage person or whatever, was under the protection of the man, the guardian, of the family. The women were subservient to the man by marriage. These laws basically were add-ons to the initial Ten Commandments that were put out by Moses 4,000 years ago. Those are called basically the natural commandments, as basically they are addressed in the Declaration of the Independence of this country, which was a banking Declaration of Independence away from the East India Company, commercial East India Company, commercial banking, and the King of England, and basically the bankers of England, which were controlling the colonists with usury monetary system. The initial Articles of Confederation were an initial cut at a banking charter for this nation. It failed because it had to have 100% agreement before any funds or bills were allowed to be passed. Therefore, since the Articles of Confederation failed, they turned around and set up the Constitution for the United States of America, coming up with the 2/3 majority, a tribunal ruling in the process as a banking charter. The national government, which is the constitutions of the nation and of the states, that's the national government. Those are there to regulate and control the corporations. And all the statutes at large are there for controlling the corporations. There was never any codes of law in this de jure banking system, lawful banking system, labor dollars. The 1871 United States came in as a commercial banking corporation, bankrupt corporation, and it did not go into full effect until 1913 under Woodrow Wilson, and then brought full force under Roosevelt in the 1933 bankruptcy and through the 1938 revamping of the commercial court system in this country. The superior government in this country is still the federal government, the we the people government. The national governments are subservient to the federal government, and they are to enforce the protections as laid out in the amendments, the commandments of the country. The commercial government is nothing, and they are the ones that are operating under all their codes of law out here. They're a commercial banking system. They have debt money, and they have bills of debt, which are the Federal Reserve dollars, and then they send out bills of credit. They've taken the de jure lawful money of gold and silver off the table. Now, the courts and basically some of these corporations refuse to accept the bills of credit that they issue out for the set-off of the bills of debt. Under the commercial banking system, everything has to be under a contract. The United States, all capital United States, the states of, and the states of are derivatives of the original republic state governments, constitutional state governments. So they are not the de jure government. They are a commercial banking government. These courts and everything basically are in there trying to gain a profit. They're the ones that owe the taxes because they're operating for profit. You go into court, you have to stand with your federal authority, federal government authority, and command these guys to basically honor the law, and you have to invoke the national government to do the same. The problem is we have all these commercial bankers, bar attorneys, and everything now fulfilling the slots of the national government. They're operating in insurrection. They're violating the American commandments. You, as the federal government, can issue federal warrants for their arrest out here and command that they be arrested for their violations of the American commandments. That's the only way we're going to straighten out this country, is to start putting our American commandments in full force and invoking the national government to do their job, or else they will be replaced because now they're in violation of honoring the American commandments. Hopefully that explains a little of the process. I'll do a little more later.